seal out drafts, dust, and moisture with MD Brand Weather Stripping from Menards. A well-sealed home is more comfortable and energy efficient. We have the largest selection of in-stock weather stripping with over 100 products available to take home and start lowering your energy bills today. Save big money on weather stripping right now at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. We have, with the theme of space in America's Space City.
Space City.
Correct. A lot of people talking about it. But we have a astronaut with us in our presence. Always an honor. Jessica Meir joins us right now. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great to have you here. Selected in the NASA 2013.
That's
correct?
Right. Yep.
Right. And why don't you fill the fans in at home on some of your experiences through the program?
Sure. Well, I'm in the most recent class of astronauts. So we started in August of 2013, and we came here to Houston for what we call a two-year period of astronaut candidate training.
Okay.
So during that, we had to demonstrate proficiency in kind of five main areas in order to become real astronauts and then eventually get assigned a mission. So we had to learn things like spacewalking, how to use the spacesuit, and we do that in the giant pool that we have here in Houston. We had to do flight training, so some of us that didn't have any military aviation experience went to Pensacola to fly with the Navy. Now we fly NASA T-38 jets here in Houston.
Wow.
We take a Russian language lesson, since it's the International Space Station that we have up there now. We have, with all of our partners, the Russian Space Agency, the Canadians, the Japanese, and also the European Space Agency. So everybody up there speaks both English and Russian. And we learn all about the different systems of the space station and then things like flying the robotic arm as well. So
is this something that you always, like, obviously when kids are little, they always say, I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a lawyer.
Right.
When did you always have those aspirations?
I did. I actually started saying it when I was 5 years old.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, pretty hard to believe sometimes for me, too, that a 5-year-old dream could actually come true.
Now, have you been up to space yet?
Not yet. So we're just on the verge now that we've graduated from all that training. Mm-hmm. Like I mentioned, there are 7 other classmates, so there are 8 of us in my class. We're just starting to get our flight assignments now, and those are missions to the International Space Station.
So nice.
Once we're assigned, we actually train for another 1.5-ish years to 2 years to really get ready for the mission-specific elements of the training.
Now, I know that a lot of people and with the Space City and a lot of residents of Houston were fired up because of the fact that the shuttle program was scrapped. They were more worried about, like, having one of the shuttles actually be home-based here.
Right.
But for you guys who are living this every day, what was the emotions that ran through that hold when you heard that word go down? Now it's just the International Space Station. Not that that's not anything great, but those shuttle missions had to be something that was a goal as well.
Yeah, so I actually worked here previously as a scientist, so that was during the shuttle days. So I did get an experience in that as well. But by the time my classmates and I showed up, the shuttle had already been retired since it finished in 2011. But it's really still been an incredibly exciting time, and we have had a continuous human presence on the space station for over 16 years now. So we have done some amazing things, continue to do amazing things in space on the space station, all kinds of scientific experiments which are supporting everything else we're doing in our longer duration goals of, for example, eventually getting to Mars one day, maybe returning to the moon. So really,
are we going to get to Mars one day?
I think humans will definitely get there eventually. You know, it's just a matter of getting the right goals and the right resources behind it, but it's definitely within our grasp if we decide to make it our goal.
Now, did you, I'm guessing as part of your training, you've done the zero gravity simulation?
Not really a simulation, but the vomit comet.
What I was going to, did you throw up? Did you pass out?
I have never thrown up on the vomit comet.
That's good. Do a lot of people actually do that?
A lot of people do. It's a little bit different.
Is that how you get cut? If you throw up, you're done? It's
not
like, nope.
Necessarily.
Okay.
It used to be that a lot of people got sick on it, but now they actually will give you some anti-nausea type medications too, and so many fewer people actually get sick on it.
Oh, well, that's not fun.
No, not at all. I was going to say,
it's still a lot of fun, believe me. Yeah.
Okay.
Especially when you do the lunar or the Martian gravity, so the pilot can fly in the specific trajectory so that you experience partial gravity, like if you're on the moon, that's a lot of fun.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people during Super Bowl week at the bars out in this area have experienced a vomit comet thanks to a bad taxi ride after a rough night.
Right, yeah. Well, it doesn't happen with GetMe.
No, because we love GetMe, because they get us.
Now, do you walk around in the NASA suit like all day, just like
every
out?
Day? Course. What else?
I would.
We don't have any other clothes.
That's good. I wouldn't wear anything else.
I hope that jumpsuit is clean, and also I hope the fact that it's insulated.
Well, she probably has like 15 of them. I mean, NASA has a budget.
Not quite 15. We are a federal agency. So.
That's true.
But can you match the right
just
shoes
change
with it, or
patches?
Do they supply the shoes as well?
We do have boots. They're our flight boots. We actually use them. I mean, this is actually a flight uniform. So this is the same kind of flight suit that any military pilot would wear when they're flying. It's made out of a protective material so that it's fire retardant in case something happens. So it kind of became the PR uniform for us as well.
So break down the big game for us. What do you see happening on Sunday, Patriots, Falcons?
Well,
at least one of them can get airborne.
That's right. You didn't ask me where I'm from.
I know you're from Maine.
Maine.
That's right. See? I am from New England. So
we already know which way you're leaning?
Yes, that is a safe bet. Also,
Falcons.
I mean, last
time.
Because
they fly like NASA.
That's what I said. That's where I was going.
That's not it.
That's not it.
I mean, last time we had the Super Bowl here in Houston, it was also the Patriots.
Yeah.
That's right.
And who won
Carolina,
that game?
Carolina, yeah. You and Adam Vinatieri won that game.
You're making me sick just talking like that. No, I'm just kidding. I'm a big Patriots fan.
So, yes, my allegiance is to lie with the Patriots.
So you grew up Patriots, Red Sox.
Yeah, well, you know, in Maine, we don't actually have our own sports team.
Right.
But it's part of New England. So, yeah, Red Sox, Patriots, Celtics, absolutely.
Oh, Celtics too. Okay.
Kevin McHale is a weekly guest on our show.
And that was kind of the basketball era when I was young. Robert Parrish, Kevin McHale, Larry Bird. So those were the moments.
Definitely. Well, we appreciate you stopping in and spending some time with us. And enjoy your week here on Radio Row and at the Super Bowl, because it is fantastic. And we appreciate everything that you're doing with the space program.
All right. You're very welcome.